The wars that accompanied the decade-long breakup of Yugoslavia claimed hundreds of thousands of lives, and there are still an estimated 40,000 missing throughout the region. Many Bosnian, Croatian, Serbian, and Albanian families are now joining forces, demanding to know the truth about the fate of their loved ones. NPR's Silvio Poggioli reports from Sarajevo.
The lobby of the Hotel Sarai is filled with people. They are members of numerous family associations attending the 7th conference of the International Commission of Missing Persons. Deputy Chief of Staff Catherine Bomberger says the first few gatherings were extremely difficult. She says there was lots of animosity and insults were hurled back and forth. But since then, she says, the families have realized they have a common sorrow.
The issue of missing persons hit all walks of society, and I think the families feel particularly vulnerable, that they have no right to be able to address their governments, that the governments can dictate to them what they want.
The warlord regimes that emerged from former communist Yugoslavia had no interest in supplying information on the number of dead and the whereabouts of their gravesites. Croatia, for example, for a long time claimed that only 25 Serbs were missing from the Krajina region. It now concedes the number is about 1,000. Saida Karabasic, a Bosnian Muslim, is a member of the Association of Families of Prijedor, an area where Serbian paramilitaries viciously expelled Muslim residents from their homes. She says 3,200 are missing from the area. 1,600 bodies have been exhumed from mass graves, and half of them have been identified. Serb authorities in Prijedor, however, have been reluctant to help her association. So it appealed to the media and local population to identify burial sites.
There were some cases where they actually provided information on some locations, but however, most of them are still under pressure and afraid to do it.
Minjana Bojicic is a Serb looking for the 7,000 Serbs she says disappeared from the Sarajevo area. She says many families have overcome their mutual distrust and are now sitting together at the same table to demand justice.
I wish I had power and possibility to form the team of people who would exhume all graves and identify all of the people and send at least the remains of these bodies to their families, and I would actually like to exclude all politicians and all those who make profit out of this.
One of the most painful stories is that of Hatija Mehmedovic. She had the courage to return to live in her house in Srebrenica, where she lost her two teenage sons, her husband, two brothers-in-law, and their children. She lost a total of 17 relatives in July 1995, when Srebrenica forces massacred an estimated 7,000 people in the so-called safe haven of Srebrenica.
I can still hear steps of my sons walking through the house, and I can still feel their presence in the house. They always used to call me mommy, and on one occasion I actually heard somebody calling me mommy, and I went to the window, but there was nobody.
Hatija went home to find the bones of her loved ones, but her investigations have led nowhere. She says there are still Serbian war criminals in town, and people are too scared to tell her where the missing are buried. If she could find some remains, she could then hope to identify the dead, thanks to a new coordination center set up in the city of Tuzla. The center gathers the remains of the dead from all of ex-Yugoslavia and tries to match them up with blood samples of families of the missing by DNA testing. Adnan Rizvic, the director of the center, says they've collected 43,000 samples of blood and more than 10,000 of bone. They've already completed 2,600 DNA matching reports. He says all samples are blind, labeled only with a barcode.
That allows to the scientists to perform the science without having a background about any other issues.
No ethnic interference.
Yeah, correct. No influence except the science.
Conference organizer Catherine Bomberger says that despite the common sorrow, ethnic animosity among the families has not been completely erased.
It's still bubbling beneath the surface, and we would argue that until these cases are solved, it's going to be create an impediment to reconciliation and peace in the region.
Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Sarajevo.